Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast that we have not done in forever. So, Heather and I are getting back into it. We're so very excited to be doing that very thing. That seems really loud, but I really like it. But yeah, Heather and I are super pumped, and we're really excited. We kind of set up our house a little better now to where we can have podcasts. So, but yeah, so what is the Wednesday podcast, you may be asking? Maybe you're new and maybe you're not, but the Wednesday podcast is where we like to talk about the wins in our life, because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, physically, emotionally, most importantly, spiritually. And yeah, I can be a testament to not doing this podcast every week. Has taken a little bit out of us being positive all the time. But we are striving to get back into it now that we have, we've finally gotten into some rhythms with old baby John, who is podcasting with us. And the girls have a neighborhood friend that they spend the majority of their day with, hanging out at our house and stuff. But we kicked them out of the house for a little bit. So they're either jumping on the trampoline or riding bikes or scooters or whatever. So we have a lot to fill you guys in on with our life and what's been happening, and all the good things that God has done for us. But yeah, so... Okay, Heather, you can talk now.
All right, starting with wins.
Yeah, we're going to start with our wins like we normally do, and let's see what wins Heather has had. I think it's literally been like 4 or 5 months since we've done one of these.
I think four.
Yeah.
I think it's been 4 months, because the last one we did, he was like a month old.
Yeah.
Bless you. So my win is that we have been consistently... running 2 miles, or at least I've been running 2 miles, except for when we were visiting Alabama last week. It was the only time I haven't. So I'm pretty proud of myself for that.
Okay, what else? But into that, so we have a... Oh, no. So we have a a Planet Fitness that is near us, and... we are, Heather and I take turns on going, and we both, neither of us really like workout, but we do the running machines. So do me get you your bear back, buddy?
He has this little bear and he dropped it and he just looks up at Matt and he's like, "You gonna get that for me?" So Bubby is now 5 months old, and he is the cutest little thing, and he is loud as all get out, and all he does is happy shout and squeal and squeak, and it is so cute. Yeah, that was really loud. Yeah. So I'm glad you turned that down.
I figured you were like being quiet, and so... I was thinking to myself, like, maybe she thinks she's really loud. So
it felt really loud.
I turned you down so that you will, yeah.
Okay, good, because that felt very loud. Anyway, so he's grabbing for things, and he watches us eat food, and he reaches for all of our food. So he's starting to explore things a lot more. Just all sorts of fun stuff, and he's my little ginger baby.
Yeah.
And there goes your bear again. So those are fun things that are going on with him.
And we're gonna see how this goes, because this may end up being like hey, we should probably figure out when his nap time is and just do it during that time.
And but, he is over here reaching for the mic, and he's like, what's this thing? Can I eat it? Do you want to say something? No, he's like, I am going to eat that. It's pretty funny. So yeah, those are big wins. More wins. So in the time that we have not been doing a podcast, we've been doing house projects that I tell Matt that I want, and he makes it happen. So we started with, we've done several, but the indoor house projects are Matt built me a L-shaped bench with storage with wainscoting in our dining room area. And then
please understand that it was not perfect. It is a little too tall for our table, but that's fine. I like it.
Did I mention he's loud?
Okay, sorry about that. We had I guess one malfunction to not having supervision for the kiddos outside. Josie slipped and Georgia accidentally kicked her in the head. So
on the trampoline.
Everybody's okay. But we were talking about the L-shaped bench thing. So it's a little bit tall, but it's really cool. It makes our dining room look a lot better.
It gives us even more storage.
When we say dining room, we mean like, our kitchen is connected to, it's like an eat-in area.
Yeah.
So it just makes it way more functional with that area. And then another one of the projects we did, his Heather got a wild hair and wallpapered our fridge.
Oh, yeah, that.
So we have like tan plaid colored wallpaper on our fridge.
And I took the handles off the fridge and I painted them gold.
Yeah.
And then I took all the hardware off of our kitchen cabinets and painted them to match.
Yeah, those look pretty cool.
And then I went on Marketplace and got a free chandelier.
Yep.
And I painted it to match.
Yeah. So we have lots of like goldish, brassish.
It's like a champagne gold.
Yeah.
Kind of color.
Color accents now. But the chandelier is really cool because we had a black chandelier with like the bubble glass stuff, and it was always off center.
So our house is a new build.
Yeah.
So it's got like just builder grade generic things that they put in all the houses. So like no character. So we're adding character.
Yeah.
The goal is to create a cottagey.
This is Heather's goal, everybody.
Yes, this is my goal. My goal is to create a cute, cozy cottage feel out of a new build. So that's what we're working on. Next, we're tackling the bathroom.
Yeah, guest bathroom. Like the only one that our guests ever see when they come over. It looks like we still live in a rent house. There's nothing done to it. So we're going to wallpaper it because the paint in our house also is just like
that flat.
Yeah. Matte, paint. Flat, whatever, white and paint. And you can see everything that happens to it.
Like Josie will put her feet on it and there's little toe prints all over the walls. So we have to do something about that.
Yeah. So, but yeah, then there was we did outside. We added a couple of flower beds.
Yep. So we've got some hydrangeas, some roses.
She's got two David Austin roses.
Yep.
One sad thing. We went to Alabama last week. I was preaching all week and, we went and drove by our old house where we did some of these podcasts. And I actually saw a photo on Facebook the other day of us doing our last podcast at the dining room table.
Aww, sad.
In there. But we went and drove by it, and Heather became really sad because
I had really pretty roses at our old house.
They had a new above ground pool put in the back, and
massive.
Then all the roses were ripped out of the front.
Yes, they traded out the beautiful roses for a massive pool, but I couldn't see the roses from the road, so I don't know.
I mean, I could if they were still there. They're not there. Like my boleros that were next to the door were not there.
I wonder if they ended up having to take them out because they added like that front porch.
I don't know. We should have just drove down there.
No.
If they were not there, I would have. But they were there. Oh, yeah, I would have.
Why?
I just said, hey, we sold you this house. We just want to see what y'all did.
No, that's weird.
Okay. Is that weird?
It's weird. Yes, it's weird. That's invasion of privacy.
Oh, I don't know. Next time y'all see us, tell us if that's weird or not. But we sold them the house. Like I feel like people do that all the time.
But what's sad also is that we worked so, so hard to clean up the like junk trees and like stuff that was growing around.
They said they wanted to too, but they didn't.
And they let it all come back. And I'm like, all that work for nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
Not our 13 acres anymore.
Yeah. I was trying to make it like a prairie.
Yeah. Our grass looks pretty at our house right now just because, I don't know.
Fertilize
and spray it every now and then. Some other things that we've done this summer. We went to Disney. We haven't talked about that. That was usually we come back with positive reports. I will say this was not a good trip.
Our first really bad trip.
We were only intending
Disney.
To go to
Epcot.
One park day. Every other day was just going to be chill, hang out at the pool, go shopping. But Georgia, first day into the trip, got sick and was puking for 2 days. And then Josie gets sick and starts puking all over the resort. And then I start to get sick. So it was not good. And then we got home and everything, and then Heather got sick. So it was just a rough 2 weeks there.
And then we found out, like, the same day that I came down with it. Well, we came back for VBS. And everybody was feeling good for VBS. And then the last night, the very last night of VBS, like, it's all done. Thursday, we're going to chill. Nope, I got sick. Yeah. And then we found out that Bubby had RSV. So it was a rough few weeks there for a minute.
But
Bubby loved Disney.
We have been learning how to see the positives in the trip.
Yes, Bubby loved it.
Yeah, he did. He was probably the best one out of everybody.
Yes, he loved it.
Yeah.
I'm here to say, positives, take your babies to Disney.
Positive takeaways are, don't take them during May or June or July.
It's too hot.
It's hot. And, well, you can take the babies. Don't take the older kids. Leave them somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because the older kids are the ones that complain about the heat. He was just chilling.
Yeah, he had all these fans.
Yeah. The older ones got hot. Stroller. They were tired. So we've been working out. We've been walking a lot. We've been meeting some neighbors. They know us as the walking couple, I'm pretty sure. Church has been going great. We had a great VBS. We've had new families all over the place, making friends, growing friendships. It's been awesome. I've had some really good, just good talks with people and making some guy friends that are like, hey. Oh, and another thing that's a win is we're signed up to go to PTP for the weekend. Which we're excited about.
Yeah. That's coming up
in August.
Pretty quick.
August 13th through 17th. And Lord willing, some of our favorite people will be there with us. Clint Kenyolson.
What is it, Puppy?
And they'll be coming all the way from Oklahoma. But baby John is getting ready to start walking.
He wishes.
He likes to stand.
He loves standing.
And he likes to look around and check everything out. So What else has been? I've been preaching through the Sermon on the Mount, which has been really fun, and learning about all that. And yeah, it's just been trying to figure out how to get all the different things restarted in our lives that we have been doing or we haven't been doing, like this podcast and like other stuff.
Yeah, for me it's reading.
Yeah.
I haven't read in a hot minute.
Oh,
I did start.
I read a whole trilogy of books since we've been on this.
Matt read these gigantic books in a very quick time period.
Oh, that was another big win. So one cool thing about going to Hoover, Alabama, besides the food, is they have this store called Second and Charles. And Second and Charles, if you're from the Nashville area or Tennessee, it's like a McKay's bookstore, but nicer. It's not as, they have new books in there too, and they have a lot of other stuff at Second and Charles. But we went there one time and I was like, I really want to read like a novel series because I want to read. I don't want to sit on my phone at night, which I can anyways because I have it bricked, but I didn't want to watch like a TV show on VidAngel or anything. So I was like, I need to find like a novel series. And so I researched and I found that there was this writer named Brian Lifton who wrote a trilogy called the Chavez trilogy, which is like, I don't know, it's based on like the whole idea behind the series is America or the world in particular, the world was destroyed because of a massive sickness that happened in 2042 and then a nuclear war that happened. And then now it's about 400 years later and you have these communities, these kingdoms popping up. And one of the biggest kingdoms in that area was the Chavez kingdom. And it's definitely faith-based. They're trying to figure out religion and they're trying to get everything figured out. They have this false god named Astrobriel, and slowly they start finding the holy book of Deus and all these different things, and it was really neat. And yeah, I really enjoyed it, and now I'm starting to read the C.S. Lewis space trilogies, which a little harder to read. I mean, his first book is like 150 pages, maybe. And it's hard. I mean, these other books were 420 something pages each. And I got through them fairly quickly. So, yeah, I feel like I sleep better too. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
If I read instead of watching a show, I feel like I'm able to sleep better, which is awesome. And Heather's trying to convince Heather to read too.
I started Goose Girl.
Yeah.
But it's really sad.
What?
The first chapter was really sad.
They've got to entice you to keep going.
But then I read the back of the book and I was like, well, the whole book is sad.
No, it sounds like she's going to like come back and find out what her special power is. And she's going to be one of these special people. So, well, they're not going to tell you like, here's what happens in this book. They're just going to entice you to want to read more. We started a new tradition. I'm very proud of it. Donuts every Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah.
So, and we didn't even stop it when we lived in Alabama, or when we drove back to Alabama. So, every Sunday morning, Josie loves donuts. Everybody in this family loves donuts except me. So,
what?
I'm just not a huge donut guy. I like kolaches, but I don't want to eat that before I go preach and teach. So, me and Josie, most of the time, we'll get up and we go get donuts like 7 a.m. And we bring donuts back. And everybody's usually dressed and ready to go. And it's been awesome because, life hack, if you want to get your family to church earlier, just go get donuts.
Yeah.
Because we get donuts at 7, everyone's done eating. I'm you know, I go get dressed. Heather's already been up since probably 5:30 getting dressed.
No, I don't. I get up at 6.
And so everyone's dressed and ready to go. And we live 2 minutes from the church building. So we get to the church at like 8:15, 45 minutes early. Because we, the more we sit around the house, honestly, the more the girls find to put in their Bible bags and stuff. So we just say, whatever, let's
leave.
The
more stuff I become responsible for.
Yeah. But that has been really fun to do. And they really like donuts. And we've gone to Shipley's every time.
Because it's right down the road.
Yeah, and it's good.
And it's literally the best.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to see how he does. He just wants to stand and tromp around.
No, he wants to get a hold of this mic and put it in his mouth.
I went and shot my bow the other day, which was fun. We've had Father's and Mother's Day since we've done one of these. Father's Day, we were in Alabama. Spent time down there. And of course, when we move out of Alabama, they get like a really nice restaurant down the road.
I know.
I thought it was good.
It was really good.
He's licking. He's trying to eat it. Here, buddy. There you go. He's got his bear back. Let's see. Oh, he's wanting to fight the bear now. Uh-oh. I think we're going to have to pause for a second. Do you want to pause for a second, buddy? What are some other life updates we need to give people? And maybe we can just end this first one early.
Well, I think me and the girls might start school back this Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because we have school stuff ready to go. I've got us all set. We should be ready to start. So they just are like, let's start. And I'm like, okay, might as well start early. So I think we're going to start July 1st.
We don't monetize this anyway, so.
Well, I mean, it's a.
Now he's chilling.
It doesn't have words in it.
By the way, that's how he went to bed last night.
Is it really?
I sat in here. Was that when I was in here?
Maybe.
And I was rocking him, and I turned it on, and he was like, he's out.
Aw, my little bubby.
What else did we do? Oh, we went to. We bought one of the roses from a Mennonite place up in Kentucky.
It is thriving.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Kentucky's awesome. We like to drive up, and there's a town called Elkton, Kentucky that has this place called L&R Soda Shop, and it's awesome. Or the soda fountain. I don't know.
But I want to go eat at that nursery.
The barn, yeah.
That we got our plant from.
Yeah.
Even Georgia, is that where Georgia got her little...
Yeah, succulent.
That whatever monkey grass looking thing.
Succulent.
I don't know what it is. It's like some sort of...
Let me try.
...plant that is like taking off. I forgot what it was called.
No, she didn't get that. She got that from Lowe's.
Oh, okay. Well, we got like some other really cool flowers like rockapoca or something like that are really pretty. I think a few begonias, stuff like that, and they're just doing really good.
So I think we're going to call it, but we just want to get back into a groove of doing these. We want to test out our new makeshift studio space in our office area upstairs in our house. And yeah, it sounds like the ice cream person.
It does sound like an ice cream truck.
Oh no, we have an ice cream truck that comes around our neighborhood. They are wild.
And our girls are so funny because they run.
We've become a minivan family.
Oh.
Have we
talked about that
yet? We sold all of our cars and got a minivan.
Yeah, we are back to being a one car family currently.
Yeah.
And we got a Honda Odyssey, and I never thought I would do that. But then we had him and realized very quickly that space is limited.
Yeah, and the back of a van with the little well
is the most amazing invention in the world.
Intense. I've never known like you could do so much stuff back there.
I know. Like we have a Fire Stick that connects into the TV, and so we watch like YouTube, Prime, Disney, you name it, and it is so cool. And then the storage and the space, it's just the best invention in the world. And I don't know why we waited so long to hop on the minivan wagon. So we did that, and it's awesome.
It is awesome. But yeah, so next week, be prepared. We're going to do our best to get these out every single week. And we'll also have more like... just ideas of, you know, more about our life, what's going on, and also tips on how to be positive in this life, because that's always something I need to study about and think about and focus on. It's just so precious. He just loves me so much. Oh, you went to a ladies' day too?
Oh, so Heather me and the girls went to a ladies' day. And we had so much fun, and it's gotten to be a lot of fun getting to take the girls to those, because they're getting to where they enjoy going, and they want to go with me, so that's great. And Georgia took a lot of notes, which I was really proud of. So, yeah, and now I'm just trying to get a group of ladies to go with me to the Transformed Women's Conference in September.
We also have a Wednesday night summer series. So we have random speakers coming. Well, not random, but we have different speakers coming every Wednesday night to do our Bible class, our Bible study on the convicting questions of Jesus. And it's been awesome. And
yeah.
What's really cool about it is, I don't know, Heather and I are just taking the opportunity to offer these guys dinner, just to go hang out and, try to build friendships with people who are in the same lifestyle we are in. And it's been awesome. It was fun taking out Chris McCurley and, Greg.
Yep.
And, then Dale Jenkins came and we had ice cream with him afterwards.
Yeah.
And then Bob Turner, oh, he's awesome. He came out too. He did all of our VBS adult speeches. And we got to hang out with him and his wife. So, it's been awesome. We missed last week, which was Caleb Kelsey, and I'm sure he's mad at me because every time he always comes and speaks at Hilldale, somehow I'm never there. So, he did a great job. I got to listen to him.
This week is Garrett Bookout.
Yes.
And so we're taking he'll be awesome
out
too.
To eat too.
Cool. So, I wish his wife would come because I love her.
Hey, buddy. Heather's got a ladies' day committee meeting tonight, so we have to get off so we can get her set up for that.
Yep.
Okay, well, we are so happy to do this again and get back to it, because this also is a selfish way for Heather and I to just have a conversation and talk to each other about things and reminisce on different things that have happened. And we'll get back into the groove. Where did that stuffing come from?
I have no idea.
Is that from Georgia stuff?
Yes.
Oh, man, we still have not. We got a lot. We'll have to cover it some other time. Georgia is like a master crocheter now.
I know.
But we will talk about that next time. We'll maybe even have her tell you about it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we will see you later. We hope you have an awesome week. Bye-bye.
Bye.